诸佛菩萨、师父、上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。All Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, All Dharma Masters, and All Dharma Friends, 阿弥陀佛。我今天晚上也很遗憾，师法师不能来，因为我本来是晚一个礼拜要讲的，结果轮到结果就变成今天。I'm also very sorry Dharma Master Chu couldn't make it tonight because it wasn't my turn yet. And now it's my turn to speak. I am not very certain what I can say, so if I don't say, if I say some very wrong things, please forgive me. 我想我可以讲的是我今年在这里教书的经验。然后我在这里教书的原因是因为我在这里上学，所以我先讲一下我在这里长大的经验好了。The main thing I can talk about tonight is my experience teaching at the girls' school this past year, and I was working as a volunteer teacher because I went to school here, so I thought maybe it's a good idea to provide some background on what it was like growing up here. 其实有一些人听到我在这里从幼稚园念到高中毕业的时候，他们就会问我说，在这里长大的经验是什么样的经验？那一定很特别。但是我一直都不知道怎么回答，因为这对我来说，而且对我在这里跟我一起长大的朋友来说，这是一个很正常的生活，所以我们没有觉得有什么非常奇怪的或是特别的部分。Sometimes when people hear that I went to school here for all of my primary and secondary schooling, they will be curious and ask what it was like to grow up here and attend school. But I think that for myself and also for some friends who have also grown up here, it's always been difficult to answer that question because it's always been the way it is. It's very normal. So it's hard to say what it was like because that's just the way it was. 我小的时候常常喜欢跟朋友做的事情就是在外面玩，我们喜欢编自己的游戏，然后看书，去爬树，就是一些很应该算一些很快乐的生活吧。What I did a lot with my friends growing up here was we played games, we invented stories and games, we climbed trees, read books. I think they were all very fun activities, and it was very rich childhood in that way. 然后在这里上高中的时候，我们有的时候会看到一些从我们学校毕业的学生回来教书。像我九年级的生物老师是 Stacy， 因为她刚刚从大学毕业，然后就回来女校教生物教一年。那一年还有一两个年轻的义务老师，然后我们就看到他们就想，哦，他们就是大学毕业就来这里教一下。So I think moving on to high school, during my secondary school, sometimes we would see graduates of the school come back and visit or spend some time or commit to teaching at the school for a year. And actually my ninth grade year was the year Stacy came to teach biology, and she had just graduated from college, so she was my teacher for a year. 然后我到高中快要毕业的时候，我跟一个同学 Julia 和欣安，有一天在聊天，就突然说，那我们在好像在谈未来吧，就是大学以后的生活。然后我们就说好啊，那我们大学以后就回来教一年书怎么样？然后那个时候也没有特别想很多，就同意说 OK， 那我们两个就一起回来好了，这样子比较有伴。结果四年后大学毕业后就真的回来了。One day, a friend, a classmate and I, Julia Ha, we were in high school, nearing graduation, I think. We were talking kind of casually about our futures, what we were planning to do, and one of us brought up that maybe it was a good idea. It would be fun to come back and teach, and maybe it would be funner if there were two of us. And indeed, that's how it turned out. 4 years later, we graduated from college, and we came back and taught at the school for a year. In 今年我教十年级的学生有七个女生，然后我教英文。那我的同学 Julia 她就是教十跟十一年级的美国历史，她有十六个学生。So this year I came back and I taught 10th grade English, to seven girls, seven sophomores, and my classmate Julia Ha ended up teaching 10th and 11th grade U.S. history to 16 girls. 然后我们的办公室就是在女校高中部的第二楼，然后在一个小小的房间里面有六张桌子，然后我跟 Julia 就是两个人各有一张桌子，这个就是我们的办公室，然后我们常常在那里改功课聊天。Our office, Julia's office and my own, was on the second floor of the girls' high school, and there were actually six tables crammed into a small room, and Julia's table and my table were two of them, and so we spent a lot of time there talking and grading homeworks and discussing our classes and our students. 那我想我可以分享一下我们今年在上课所上的东西。因为我们是一个私立的学校，所以我们有比较多的的自由可以选择要教些什么。那因为英文是一个这种科目，就是要学习要怎么读，要怎么写，要怎么思考，然后有大概需要教的程度，但是要选书的话，我就比较有自由。English as a discipline was fun to teach because what was really important was a lot of skills such as reading and writing and critical thinking, and I had to choose materials from a certain level, but other than that, I had quite a lot of freedom, also because this was a private school. 所以我们读的很多是我自己也很有兴趣的东西。然后我想这样子教的话，学生他们也比较会有兴趣。所以我们有从《纽约时报》的一些短篇故事跟报道到莎士比亚的故事到魔戒是一个1920世纪的一个故事，比较算神话故事吧。然后读了更多短篇故事，然后我们其实也包括很多艺术，然后他们还有自己拍了一部小的短的电影，然后还有自己写故事，然后通过这些活动，我也比较了解我的学生。 So we covered many things from short stories and articles from the New York Times to Shakespeare's King Lear to The Lord of the Rings to other classic short stories. And we also did a lot of activities which ranged from art pieces to creating, to making a short movie, to writing their own short stories, to putting on a short play. And through all of these activities, I got to know these students a lot better.
I'm very happy to have Julia 可以一起跟我来教书，因为常常我们有一些同样的学生，然后也是一起在学校上学，所以我们一讲就可以讲很久。然后如果我有自己在课上的问题，就是说不知道这个学生现在是不是心情不好还是什么，他现在的功课不是很好，我就可以跟 Julia 讨论一下。然后也许 Julia 会说，对啊，他现在在我的课上也是功课有的时候会迟交，所以这样子的话就会比较了解怎么可以帮助学生。
I was really happy to be able to come back and teach with Julia because she is both an old friend and classmate and also somebody that I could talk with whenever there were issues that came up about, you know, maybe a certain student wasn't doing well in my class and was performing poorly, and I could ask her how the student was doing, and she might say, oh yeah, the student has been turning in poorly in my class as well, and together we could figure out what we could do to better help the student improve and learn. And also, it was wonderful because we could have lots of really long conversations.
在学校我们看到了一些非常很用心的老师跟行政人员然后像去年恒真师去世的时候，很多很多校友回来，然后我们就可以感觉得到一个老师可以教好，可以帮助好多人，也可以影响好多这些年轻人。然后我看到这么多校友回来的时候也很感动，因为有一些人真的是很久很久没有回来，但是他们听到哦，他们以前有一个老师现在不在了，他们不管是多久没有回来或是多远的话，都还是很愿意。有一些不能来，他们就自己拍一个短的电影，或是自己从比较就通过网络来说他们想要说的话。
I think teaching at the school, I saw many teachers and administrators who had who dedicated so much of themselves to teaching, and it was really wonderful to see. Last year, one of our longtime teachers, Han Zhenshi, passed away, and there was a memorial for her at CDTB, even though there had already been one for her in Canada, I think in large part because so many people wanted to do something in memory of her, and she had touched so many people here. And I think that really made me see how much a teacher could influence and help young people. Because there were many alumni who came from very far places or who hadn't been back to visit in a really long time, and were probably busy with their own lives. And they came for a very full memorial in which many people shared the ways in which she had reached out to them and helped them through hard times or just always been kind and funny. And there were people who traveled from great distances or people who
who made videos because they couldn't come, or who spoke through the internet and recorded a message or something.
还有今年我们也有一个在学校教很久的老师也得离开，然后我们就看到好多学生都非常的关心他们的老师，然后我觉得这个其实不是因为老，不一定是因为老师那个教他们的科目教的多少常常，而是因为这个学校很特别，然后吸引的老师也很特别，所以这些老师常常都是很有心的去教书。
And also this past year, a longtime teacher had to leave, and it was very moving again to see how many students were affected by that, and who expressed that they had been touched just by being in her class or being a part of the school. I think from there I could really see that it wasn't how much of a certain subject a teacher could teach, but also the fact that the school often attracts very many special and dedicated teachers, and how just the fact of their dedication to the students' well-being and their caring for the students had a tremendous impact on their lives.
我现在就想起以前在学校的一个老师的办公室的墙壁上面有一句话，他就是 这句话就是你所教的是你自己，我不知道这个翻译的是不是很对，就是你教的不一定是你教的书，而是你自己的生活经验，你所学到的东西，你自己的有什么道德观念，这些其实学生虽然说你很少在课上真的会说这些，但是你的学生会从你的人看得出来，然后他们常常最记得的是这个。像你如果去关心一个学生，他看起来心情不好，他常常记得的不是说他在他的成绩是什么，而是他心情很差的时候有一个老师会关心他。
And now I'm reminded of a poster that I saw in a teacher's office at the girls' school, and it said something like, to the effect of, you teach who you are. And I think I saw that at our school a lot, because it wasn't so much the classroom material, but oftentimes the values that the teacher embodies, or the kindness that she or he can show to his or her students, are often what really makes an impression and what a student remembers. It's not so much the particular test scores the student gets.
另外一个在学校教书很特别的一点，就是这个我们的学校是在一个庙里面，然后因为在庙里面有修行人，有出家人，有一个佛殿，然后有不一样的环境跟气氛。
The other thing that is different about our school is that, or maybe the distinguishing thing about our school is that it's inside a monastery, which means that people are very dedicated to sort of spiritual practice, and there are monastics here, and the atmosphere and values and focus of this place is very different.
所以我自己在学校的时候，我发现常常在我在佛殿或是
在万佛城，比较专心，比较重视我自己的精神上的成长的时候，我在教室里也会比较有耐性，然后比较平静。然后相反的，我如果心里面非常的不平静，然后情绪常常会起伏的话，我在教室里面也会让学生感觉到不是很安详，或是不是很舒服。So what I noticed is that when I paid attention to my spiritual growth, when I was more focused on that and tried to be mindful and attend to this part of myself, then when I went into the classroom, I could bring that kind of mindfulness, and I could bring a greater patience and clarity to the classroom. And conversely, when I was not, and when I was very scattered or emotional or just all over the place, then when I went into the classroom, it was often just a mess. And I think my students felt the difference in the classroom atmosphere as well. I now think about myself in school and growing up in Wanfu Cheng. I often feel that in school, for me, the biggest influence on me is there are so many more注意修行跟道德的大人围绕着我。然后我想我刚毕业的时候完全没有考虑到，但是我想我慢慢的比较会注意到当我的榜样当这些大人都是很注意要怎么做一个好人，然后他们都自己也保持这种很好的道德的理想的话，那我不一定知道，但是慢慢的也会去注重这些东西。When I look back on the greatest influence that growing up in CETB and attending these schools had on me,It becomes clear to me now that one of the most important things was that there were so many adults who were focused on first their own spiritual practice and helping others, and also really doing and being good. And I think that when I just graduated from high school here, I had no idea, but it becomes clearer to meThat when you have models who are embodying values that they believe in and who are trying to best to live according to those, it has a tremendous effect on the people around them. And sometimes it's unconscious, probably a lot of the times it's unconscious, but I begin to see that that has influenced me also to try to be more aware and to value moral and spiritual development as well. I don't know what to say. Okay, 我想我可以分享两个故事吧。一个就是我在看一个讲座的，就是看一个人演讲的时候，他提到一个故事，让我印象很深刻。就是有一个 有一个姐姐跟弟弟，就是在欧洲的时候，就是浩杰，德国的 Nazis 在对犹太人很不友善，然后会把他们送到集中营，然后让很多犹太人，就是杀了很多犹太人。然后有一个姐姐跟弟弟，他们也是犹太人，就在坐火车要被送到其中一个最有名的集中营，然后在集中营他们的生活都是非常的非常的苦，然后很多人都是后来都死了。然后他们在坐火车去的时候，那个姐姐就看到弟弟光着脚，然后他就说，他因为他是姐姐就很关心他弟弟，就说你怎么可以忘记你的鞋子呢，怎么会做这种事情，真是笨，然后他就是有点气他的弟弟。然后他后来到了这个集中营的时候，这个集中营叫做 Auschwitz， 他跟他弟弟就分散了。然后后来这个就是他对他弟弟最后说的话，因为他弟弟在那里就死了，然后他还活着。然后出了这个集中营的时候，他就跟自己讲说，以后我要所说的话都是善良，都是很就是都是要比较和蔼的话。Okay. There's a story I heard recently that I found that made a big impression on me, and it was during the Holocaust, and there was a Jewish brother and sister who were going on a train to Auschwitz, a concentration camp. And the sister, who was the older sister, they were arriving and she looked down at her little brother's feet and she realized that he wasn't wearing shoes, and she knew that the conditions were going to be awful, so she was very frustrated and said, "Oh my gosh, how can you possibly have forgotten your shoes? That's terrible. What, that was really stupid of you." And later, she and her brother were separated, and those were the last words she ever said to him. And her brother died in the concentration camp, and she survived. And when she left the concentration camp, she promised herself that from then on, she would always try to speak words that were only words that were kind and that weren't hurtful or harmful. So I thought that was that this is, of course, our lives aren't really quite that dramatic most of the time, but it seems to be a practice that can be very valuable in both making sure that we don't have anything to regret or feel sorry for, and also for creating a more wholesome and harmonious and happy atmosphere. 然后这个故事让我的印象很深刻，因为这不只是好像可以避免我们说一些以后会感到遗憾的话，而且也可以让我们造成一个比较和谐、比较和蔼跟快乐的环境。It's 9 o'clock. I think I'll end here. 阿弥陀佛，现在9点钟了，所以我就说到这里。阿弥陀佛。